Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Martine Rokerman. How are you, Martine?
I'm fine. Thank you, Chris.
Excellent. Excellent. We're here at London Wine Fair, and you're exhibiting a product I've never seen before called Eye for Vine.
Yeah, that's a revolutionary product. The company's name is Eye for Vine. The product itself called Eye Sommelier.
Oh.
And it's a decanting device. So you can decant your wine in minutes instead of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Your normal wine, you decant that for, let's say, an hour till 6 hours. And the Eye Sommelier can decant your wine in a minute till 6 minutes.
Okay. Oh, no. There's a lot of people offering those sort of performances. So it'd be interesting. I've had a look at what it does. It looks pretty interesting.
You tasted it as well.
No, I didn't taste it. I don't taste wines today.
Okay, you can spit it out, but okay. Yeah, it rounds it rounds the tannins. It makes it more softer, more silky finish. And the other thing is there is a wine cloud involved. So all the technical information comes from the winemaker. You cannot put anything in it yourself. So the winemaker is responsible for all the things. So he also gets in the data of how many hours the wine should be decanted. You scan your wine label, and there's a router inside, which is connected to your smartphone. And you have to use the application, the Eye for Vine application, to get the device, aerate the wine.
Okay, so let's have a look at what the aerator does, because, you know, apps are apps and all that, but I'm more interested in how it works. Because you reckon it says you go from an hour's decanting to a minute's decanting. How does it do that? Or aerating in the decanter?
Okay, there's I call it like a pump in it inside, and there are two filters. So what it does, the outside air, yeah, of course, there's only 22% oxygen in the air. The filter, they get rid of all the nitrogen and the carbon dioxide. And so only purified oxygen, I'm not up to like a maximum of 90%, stays, and that floats, by a nozzle of the machine, flows through a tube into the wine. So the wine is only in contact, of course, with the carafe, and with the oxygen.
Okay. I had a look at it because I was like scratching my head because it seemed quite strange. I could see it's like a normal decanter, like a ship's bottom decanter, really. A little bit smaller, perhaps, with what looks like a test tube up the center.
It is,
yeah. Yeah, and
it looks a little bit like a coffee machine with the carafe on it. to tell it to people who are listening to this podcast and can't imagine how it looks like, but that is how you have to picture it a little bit. And you pour the wine into the carafe, and the carafe is, you can put it on the table, but it's a closed system when you put it on the Eye for Vine, on the Eye Sommelier.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens when the device is on and it's aerating.
So the air is being pulled in, filtered, pushed up from the bottom, up the test tube, and then back down. It's like an airlock, isn't it? It's like an airlock of, when you're fermenting, you see the air going up through an airlock and then back. It's almost like that, but in reverse.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And you also hear the machine a little bit. You hear it like pumping a little bit. Sucking like the air of, and then it bubbles a little bit. So there's a flow rate of, 0.12, and it bubbles a little bit, but it won't heat. It's not cooking. It's just the flow rate. It's just the oxygen.
So the key thing about the product is that it's a decanter that bubbles air through the wine.
Actually,
oxygen,
yeah,
oxygen.
Oxygen.
Yeah. So concentrated oxygen.
Yes.
Not just air, is it?
Purified concentrated oxygen. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the advantage of getting in the decanter and sort of swirling it about a bit?
Oh, then I come back to what I said before, like there's only 22% oxygen in the air. You don't need to wait for 6 hours or 2 hours. You can, if one of your customers, your guests coming to your restaurant and they want to have that specific wine, you can pour it directly. They only have to wait 2 minutes for it.
Yeah. I suppose what I do, which is a bit rough and ready, if I've got a wine that's a bit tannic and I want to soften it out, I'll take a glass, go, oh, that's a bit tannic, put the cork back in, give the bottle a really good shake. Yeah. And then you got to let it settle and sit beside it. But because if you pour it out, it's all foamy and manky looking. It looks awful. So in a restaurant situation, you can't really do that. It's not really the thing, is it?
No. And you do a lot of harm to the wine as well because of all the molecules in it. And with this device, with the Ivy Vine, with the Eye Sommelier, you give it more, a relaxed, subtle thing. And it's a little baby, you know, the winemaker made the wine with a lot of effort. And what you are doing is just harassing the wine. So this is more nice and neat.
You said that the app, because it connects to your phone, is it Android, Apple?
Both, yes, all, yeah.
Microsoft Windows?
I will come back to that. I'm not quite sure.
And the winemaker enters how long it should age for.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he hasn't entered how long the wine should be aged for?
Sorry, I don't...
What happens if the winemaker, let's say it's a winery in New Zealand that has never heard of Ivy Vine or Eye Sommelier, they won't be able to set up their wines because they don't know about it.
Oh, yeah, then you can do it manually. But yeah, of course, it will cost you a bottle or at least a glass to test it. And you can do it manually. You can put in the hours or the minutes. That's why we're not having all the wines in the database yet. So if you're a winemaker or wine producer and you want to give your data to us, we would very pleased to have it. Yeah, you can do it manually. You can put in like 10 minutes, 20 minutes just to play with it a little bit.
Okay. Where is this device available? Is it?
It's available. We are based in Bordeaux, in France. It's not available yet in the UK, but if you want to have it, go to the website, send us an email, and we will
make sure. Yes,
absolutely, we will sell you. So yeah, and we are busy looking for distributors or what we call it, members in the UK as well.
And who? Who's been buying the product? What type of people?
Mainly, what we sold to now is Michelin star restaurants and people who own their own wine cellar. That is actually, yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite high end.
Yeah.
And how much does the product sell in?
The retail price is more or less 1,800 euros.
1,800 euros?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I might still just shake my bottle then.
No. Don't let the winemakers hear that.
Okay, 1,800 euros. So yeah. Quite pricey.
It is.
For a decanter.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it isn't. Because if you are a restaurant, then you can sell more bottles to many, many, many more tables.
And I suppose the nice thing is you only need one or two devices, and with lots of decanters, you can just put different decanters on.
Absolutely, yeah. And we also have a 200 ml and a 375, and it comes now with a 600 ml, but at the end of May, there will be a 750 ml.
You haven't got a 750 ml decanter?
No, not yet.
But oh, that's crazy.
No, yeah, but it was first to have a control sample, and then the rest of the wine you pour into the carafe. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it will come.
Yeah, it will come. All right, brilliant. So you're in Bordeaux. You're not in London or the UK at the moment. Do you sell anywhere else?
Yeah, we sell in America. We have an office in California, Napa Valley, Australia, also South Africa and Holland, of course, and Italy.
You're Dutch. Is it a Dutch invention?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
it's a Chinese invention.
Oh, yeah. Chinese invention?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The owner of the company is Eric Lee, and he's an engineer, and he already makes for several years milk frotters and kettles for many, many high-end brands.
Oh, okay. And that's where the filters and all that technology came from.
Absolutely, yeah. And he did quite a lot of research with a lot of professors and look at the chemical point of decanting, which is very interesting, I guess.
Yeah, it is. All right then, Martina, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your time and your